brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, already into hour number two of this transmission against tyranny. CAFTA, the expansion of the Pan-American Union, has passed the committee in the Senate. It's about to pass the committee in the House, they're saying. It could be before the full House and Senate as early as tomorrow afternoon. And there's just a bunch of other news. It's all coming up with Paul Watson in the next segment. Let's go back to your calls. Dan in Ohio. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great show. I think you're a true patriot. Two quick questions. I have a five-week-old baby, and next month I'm due to take him back into the office for a round of four vaccine shots. And, you talk a lot about the Marisol and the different vaccines, but what are you to do? I mean, are you just not supposed to have your child
I personally haven't vaccinated my children.
You have not.
But I also don't throw them into a pit of 50 other children in the daycare center.
Yeah.
Where everybody's on antibiotics, basically seeping super bugs, that are 10,000 generations of highly trained bacteria that have become immune to everything under the sun.
What about when they go to school, though, and they're not vaccinated? I know you said.
Well, number one, the other children aren't, quote, in danger because they've had the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And your child, then isn't in danger from them. But I'm not saying that they won't get measles, but we all got it before. Now they have a vaccine for that. I'm not saying that they admit the meningitis injection is very dangerous, but so is meningitis. But you know where all the meningitis is coming from? They admit third world. They got a whooping cough shot. Well, we didn't have whooping cough 20 years ago. Now it's exploding everywhere, and they admit even locally in the paper because 155 illegals are living in one little house.
Now,
you've got to do a cost-benefit analysis, but I'll tell you this. If you're going to vaccinate, in Japan, the Japanese government advises this. I'm not going to advise you, sir. Okay? They don't give any vaccines till 2 years.
Okay?
Because your baby's little. They can't handle it. They don't have any immune system. It's very toxic. And then if you're going to have vaccines, demand to see those ampules.
Okay.
And it's going to say thimerosal, and you're going to go, wait a minute, the news said it's not in there. Well, yes, it is.
Are some of the companies now starting to take it out? I mean, is that...
Yes, they're offering small lots of it, and the news just says it's no longer in there. But no, it's in the lion's share of them.
So you can specifically request it, and maybe your doctor...
That doctor won't have it. If you're going to a poor doctor's office that serves the poor, you're going to have the worst stuff, sometimes, 20-year-old stuff.
Exactly.
This is a sick joke, sir. And I'm not saying vaccines, if they were made properly, wouldn't have some benefits. But they also, even when they're good vaccines, have always had dangers. Remember when all the top doctors and nurses said no 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago to the smallpox shot?
Mm-hmm.
Remember,
yeah.
They were ordered to take it by all the state governments. 11 million public workers. Remember?
Yes.
Type it in. 99% of health workers and government workers refuse. Because the top doctors and even the Tommy Thompson finally had to admit, okay, this will actually give you smallpox. This will actually, percentage of people, 3%, give them smallpox and could cause a smallpox epidemic. And it only covered one strain of non-weaponized when supposedly our enemies have weaponized smallpox. It wouldn't even help against it.
I think that's great advice. And just out of curiosity, I mean, how old are your children? Are they,
They're small.
They're small still. Okay. And, switching gears here, another topic I wanted to quickly ask you about is the stock market. You personally, are you invested in the markets, or are you invested more in tangible assets?
No, I'm not invested in the markets. I don't even have the money to pay off my house, but I'm not in a bunch of extra debt.
But, I mean, if something were to happen, I mean...
I have a small reserve of gold and a small reserve of cash.
Okay.
We have family property and stuff we can go to if we need to. And I know family that I have that has more money than I do. They are not in the stock market now.
Yeah, well, the research shows that most of the wealthiest people in the world now are starting to sell off all their stocks and bonds and invest in gold, silver, and property. So.
Yeah, it's not a good sign, is it?
No, it's not. Hey,
it looks like pre-29 crash.
Exactly. Hey, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Take care.
We'll be right back. John and others, stay there. Paul Watson, straight ahead.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp.
Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time,
hey,
you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 8 minutes, 12 seconds into this hour, second segment. Paul Joseph Watson, who is my webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, joins us. His brother Steve Watson also teams up there. And we have Ryan Slickhuysen and my wife, who run Infowars.com. By the way, we've radically expanded Infowars.com and improved it, as we have radically expanded and improved Infowars.com. And so I do want to thank all of the great folks that make these websites possible. Coming up later, I have a Fox News trying to explain away Carl Cameron, whose wife is in the Bush administration, and then they, by the way, vacation with the Bushes. I thought I'd mention that, just like Bill Clinton does, trying to explain away the staged clapping by the military for Bush last night. The emperor being seen with his troops as usual. And we have learned that they did try with a warm-up comedian to try to get the troops all fired up. But then they didn't cheer for the president, and so Bush staffers started the clapping. And then they tried to say, oh, spontaneous clapping, and then Fox News got caught. So they sent out the Bush apologist, Carl Cameron. They wouldn't do that. They just have hundreds of millions of dollars of fake newscast and put out fake reports and have screened town hall audiences. So really, Paul Watson, this just illustrates how controlled things are, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I've said it many times before. Bush lives in a kind of Truman show because he admittedly doesn't read the newspapers. He's surrounded by yes men who just parrot what he say and give him his orders. And then he has all these town hall meetings, which are scripted down the line, and then you have something like this happen last night. This stage cheering, which was obviously meant to provoke a wider outburst of cheering for Bush, and it didn't work, so Fox News had to explain it away.
Yes, the troops have been ordered to not cheer. Then we checked into it. They'd actually had a warm-up guy for the crowd to get them to cheer.
Well, even Cameron on that video clip admits they had a warm-up guy, but under their whitewash of it, their spin, it was to get the enthusiasm out of them so they could then calm down and watch the president.
Oh, really? I've been on national TV shows with an audience several times. They always have a warm-up guy to get people to cheer.
Exactly, but Fox is trying to spin it to make us believe it was meant to have the opposite effect, which is you know, it's ludicrous.
Yeah, not only has Carl Cameron's wife worked for Bush at a high level, we've also had the anchor that was talking to him, and he's best Bush buddies, too.
Well, they all are. I mean, watching Fox News, it's obvious that it's just the White House propaganda bureau.
Well, it used to make me mad, but every once in a while I watch it now, and it's like a cartoon or something.
Well, the last time I watched it was after the so-called catch of Al-Qaeda number 3. Of course, it turned out it was a different guy with a similar name. But they had current, not former, but current CIA officials on there laughing and snickering about how they wished they were in the interrogation rooms with the Pakistanis so they could put pressure on the latest capture, and it was on Brit Hume, I believe, and they were all snickering about it together. It was very thick.
But hey, the military's putting out a cookbook about how great it is at Abu Ghraib, Paul.
Well, yeah,
and how great it is at Camp X-Ray.
The food must be great, so great that half the camp went on a hunger strike 2 years ago. Why did they go on a hunger strike? Because they were being tortured to death.
Well, actually, General Rick Baucus didn't quit over torture, as we first heard. He was angry because the food was so good, he was getting fat. All right, you know, Paul, it's getting crazier and crazier. Now they're saying that the Downing Street memos are a conspiracy when the British government admits they're authentic, Paul.
Well, yeah, we talked about it last week with Limbaugh raising the possibility that they were fake because of the journalists of the London Times who did the first story on them. Michael Smith was, in his foggy memory, linked to a Michael Smith who was involved with the CBS Rathergate scandal. Of course, that turned out to be completely false. CBS had to come out and say it was false, and then Limbaugh quietly dropped the subject. And then you have other neocons.
And how common is Michael Smith? That's got to be probably the most common name.
Exactly, but Limbaugh seems to drudge it out of his memory as being somehow linked to the CBS scandal.
They say Smith is the most common, then it's Jones, and Michael, I know, is one of the most common, David, John, and Michael. So one of the most common names, and then it turned out it was false. I mean, he had to know that was just made up. And I mean, another country, Paul.
Well, yeah, and in a similar case, you've got Phil Hendry, who is a kind of satirical talk show host but still backs the establishment on most issues, sending out emails to giant email lists consisting of, you know, CBS, New York Times, CNN, saying that the memo is a fake, that he heard it was a fake. And now that's becoming the kind of rumor mill background story. So
well, they do this. They have these shows like Oil Storm, where it's done with real news footage and people then think it's real. They have all these shows now, these docudramas, where you can't tell what's real and you can't tell what's not. And I've heard Phil Hendry do this. You know, he'll do serious ranting and raving supporting Bush, then he'll cut into some, you know, piece that's obviously a joke, Paul.
Exactly. It's all designed to muddy the waters because at that level, most of his listeners aren't intellectually aware enough to pick out satire from...
Well, proving that, his callers, and he's been on for like 5-6 years nationally, his callers are so dumbed down that that's the comedy of the show, is people calling in that don't know it's fake.
Exactly, and I mean, I remember he had some, when the pictures got released of Princess Diana's car crash death scene, he had people calling in saying how they wanted to see the pictures and how great they were, so it gets pretty sick.
Well, before we get off, since you mentioned names, Limbaugh, knowing that Michael Smith wasn't the Michael Smith, it's a separate CBS American, and you got this other guy trying to claim that, and that's the evidence that it's fake when the government admits these 7 or 8 memos. How many is it now, Paul?
It's at least 80.
Okay, so, I mean, it's a new one every few weeks, but I want to make a point here. Every week now, I get some mean email that I happen to read. I'm sure I'm getting more. I miss a lot of them. Or my staff brings to my attention this stuff. Oh, you're a sellout. You're evil. You work for the New York Times. You have a show on NPR. No, that's a 60-something-year-old man named Alex S. Jones, the head of the Shorzenstein Center, who lives in New York City and is friends with David Gergen. Alex Jones. Alex is one of the most common names. Jones is in the running for the most common. I am not a 65-year-old man from New York City. And there's another Alex E. Jones, and I'm Alex E. Jones. He's like Alex Eric Jones. I'm Alex Emmerich Jones. In Canada, who's like 50-something years old, owns a huge chain of factories. And now, Paul, I've been accused of being a globalist billionaire factory owner, Paul. And I contacted the person and told them to stop doing it. They said, no, I know it's you. Well, you got accused because your name is Paul Watson, Paul Joseph Watson, because Goebbels' name was Paul Joseph Goebbels. You have been accused of being Hitler. No, I'm not kidding. Tell them about that.
Well, that's right. It was a serious news article. It wasn't even a joke. My name's Paul Joseph Watson. Goebbels was called Paul Joseph Goebbels, so that automatically means that I must have the same mindset as Goebbels.
And as proof, I have a radio rebroadcast at night when Hitler used to have broadcasts because people are more influenceable.
Yeah, so that means you're Hitler. And it's mindless mudslinging, and obviously none of it sticks. Because
Well, the reason I raise this is that people got to be more discerning. I mean, there is a Alex R. Jones who's a Scientologist, and I saw the websites. I am now this Alex Jones. I am again, 50-something-year-old man with black hair. Paul, I have no defense. I'm an industrialist in Canada. I am Alex S. Jones of the Shorenstein Center. I have a show on NPR. Now, listen, I got credit, and I had to say on air it wasn't me. When they had those a Motley band get beat up by police for no reason, Alex, I think it's Alex A. Jones, here in Austin, he's a photographer for the Statesman, he shot video of it. And it was Alex Jones on the news, and I got all the credit, because I wasn't there, of course, but I still got the credit, Paul. But I'm him, too. I'm that 25-year-old, too, Paul.
Well, it's frustrating when the level we go to document our claims, and yet people believe this sort of stuff right off the bat without even scratching the surface. Because
Michael Smith, it's just all a lie.
It's what they want to believe, so, I mean, they don't do any research on it, and they just take it as gospel. But it is a very small minority, obviously, that do that.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag, Paul. I'm actually all of these people. I'm a shape-shifting reptoid. And I'm actually Alex S. Jones and Alex E. Jones. And I'm all these Alex Joneses. Did you know that?
That's news to me.
I shouldn't even joke about it. It's going to know. Uh-oh. Hey, you want to make a bet? Actually, I bet that turns into a story. Jones admits he's a reptilian.
Everything's a story with the amount of internet forums out there. You can find anything you want.
Well, the cat's out of the bag, Paul. How does it feel to work for a reptoid?
Very comforting indeed.
Are you a reptoid? Are you or have you ever been a reptoid?
No, but I hope under your training I will become one sometime in the future.
Ah, now you've really given them the secret. Oh, man, watch out. I bet this ends up being a story. Folks, that's why we may lose this fight, though. We got to stay focused on serious issues, not kooky stuff. And, Paul, I'm going to shut up now. When we get back, I want to get your take on Senate panel since CAF to the floor, all the incredible losses accelerating in Afghanistan and Iraq, the Patriot Act. Now has been used on homeless people. It's admitted. The talk of grabbing one of the justices' houses, David Souter's home, because he's grabbing other people's houses. We'll talk about it all. And another victory in England, Paul.
That's right, with the British ID card.
And how that feeds into the EU in trouble. What else? Well, we'll get to it after the break. And your calls, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to stay with us.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Paul. The Senate panel is sending CAFTA to the floor. It is the Pan-American Union expansion. This is out of Reuters. Your comments on it. You've been under EU assault for most of your life over there. How are folks responding to the EU and to the national ID cards in your country?
Well, they're turning away from it in droves. You had the guy on your show a couple of weeks ago, I forgot his name, promoting the FTAA and CAFTA under the guise of it's just a free trade area. Well, that's exactly how the EU started out.
Yeah, it was Mr. Priest from the Council on Foreign Relations.
That's how the EU started out, and now it's the central bureaucratic dictatorship, and it's very policies have almost the exact same names from the German translation, which appeared in Hitler's Mein Kampf, but nothing to worry about again. But Europe is obviously turning away from the EU now. In 2002, we had in France and the Netherlands, Le Pen in France, who came out with a policy at a time when he was in with a very good chance of ousting Jacques Chirac for the French presidency, an anti-New World Order policy, and it used those exact terms on his campaign website to get France out of the EU. Of course, that started a character assassination campaign across the entire Europe-wide media.
Yeah, he lost the battle but won the war.
Exactly, they portrayed him as a racist. And then in the Netherlands, his name slips me at the moment, but the man who almost, well, he did, in fact, posthumously win the Dutch presidency, but he was assassinated before the vote in very suspicious circumstances.
Yeah, that was by a greenie.
Yeah, obvious mind control op. It had all the signals of being that. And he had the exact same platform: close the borders, get out of the EU, and become self-dependent, have sovereignty, which is very evil, of course. So he was physically assassinated, whereas Le Pen was just character assassinated. But 3 years later, in both France and the EU, they just rejected the EU constitution. They actually had a choice, unlike the Germans, whose government just passed it through anyway without even consulting their population. So, in Britain, we have the same sentiment. The single currency was meant to be on track years ago. Now, it seems, the government won't have a referendum on it because they know they'd
lose it. And now, Blair, they're saying this could have the same effect as the poll tax and cause actual physical riots if, for the seventh time, he tries to pass a national ID card. Tell us about the poll tax and how that integrates in with the national ID card.
Well, on the back of everything else that they're trying to ramp through is, and is falling flat on its face, the British ID card seems to be going the same way. Because according to the government rigged polls where in the past they actually got caught fixing the numbers, they said 80% of the public supported ID cards. Everyone I've talked to opposes them, but that's beside the point. Because the way they're trying to sell them is on the grounds of convenience. But as soon as the public found out that they'd have to pay what is the equivalent of $400 for the biometric card, the support dropped dramatically. So first the government got caught lying about the cost, and now they've been caught in another lie about how they're going to pay for it. And the government's plan to finance the scheme is based around them selling the ID card data of 44 million British adults to private companies, as the Independent reported. And the government stated in their own promise, quote, unlike electoral registers, the National Identity Register will not be open for any general access or inspection. So again, another blatant lie.
But at the same time, they're saying in public reports, we're going to sell the data.
Yeah, we hear this line again and again about potential terrorists not being able to fake ID cards under any circumstances because they're going to be so secure. Meanwhile, the government's busy hawking our information to any company that wants it.
Which then causes more identity theft. Most identity theft is the sale of data, not the theft of it. And then when the crisis is created of identity theft skyrocketing, oh, we need biometrics.
Yeah, that's when it moves to the implantable stage. And all this information selling on the, you know, on the back of the MasterCard scandal, with them losing 40 million people's data. So even on their own arguments of data protection, you can defeat them. Blair came out at the start of all this and said that the ID cards would protect people's privacy. Up is down, down is up. Meanwhile, they're selling all the information across the board. And now something else they've covered up has emerged, that the ID cards are not just going to be biometric, but they're going to contain RFID chips, which we can talk about after the break.
Yeah, the Scotsman admits there'll be tracker chips that can be read from a distance. I also want to get into the Patriot Act being used against homeless people. Yes, mainstream news. Oh, it's only to fight the terrorist. And your call, so stay with us. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to move fast to the news now and into your calls. We've got Paul Watson riding a shotgun with us. A Texas representative is coming on who's introducing legislation to fight the land grabbing that's going on with this last Thursday Supreme Court ruling of, 6 days ago. The USA Patriot Act targeting American citizens. Homeland Security agents visit toy store. In terror war, second track for suspects. Court, U.S. can hold citizens as enemy combatants. Patriot Act being used to harass blackboxvoting.org website. I got four pages of these. I can't read them all, but the latest, Town Sites Patriot Act, in response to homeless man sued Associated Press, and it says Patriot Act versus U.S. citizens. The United States Patriot Act allows the government to find out which books, internet sites a person sees, without a warrant, I would add. It also lets investigators secretly search someone's home or monitor people's phone calls via email, all in the name of fighting terrorism. By the way, everybody always focuses on the libraries. They also do this with the records at bookstores, what you buy. Now a New Jersey town being sued for kicking homeless people out of a train station where they come and eat the vending machines and sit down, claims the Patriot Act allows it to do that as well. In an answer to a federal lawsuit brought by a homeless man, Richard Krimmer, who objected to being told to leave the Summit train station, the city says its conduct is protected by the Patriot Act and the lawsuit should be barred. The city cited a section of the law regarding attacks and other violence against mass transportation systems. Unless they've been smoking those funny cigarettes, I can't see how my civil lawsuit has anything to do with the Patriot Act, said Kramer, 55, who was acting as his own lawyer. I can't figure it out. This is the new freedom, Paul. You know, we can kick out whoever we want out of public places because you might be a terrorist.
Well, yeah, they'll use it in any situation with any justification. And as you said, we've got that page on prisonplanet.com, which, frankly, needs to be updated again. The last article in there is, I believe, December, January. So, I mean, there are even more cases than that. We've got cases of artists being involved with using specific biological agents, which are completely harmless, to create their art, being brought up on bioterrorism charges.
Well, let me continue. Secret Service question students. Boy investigated by FBI for research paper on Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Photographer arrested under Patriot Act. FBI says Patriot Act used in Vegas strip club corruption probe. Webmaster Sherman Austin jailed under Patriot Act. Patriot Act increasingly used against common criminals. Patriot Act available against many types of criminals. Patriot Act 2, cast wide net. Page after page, Paul.
Yeah, also a Denver photographer taking pictures during a visit of Dick Cheney was arrested and physically assaulted, arrested under the Patriot Act. So again, this lie that it just targets terrorists and Muslims is again exposed as completely fraudulent. The real terrorists, according to them, are us.
Well, Paul, you are evil. But, where does it end? I mean, I love the politicians. They get on TV and say, it's like they have a script or something. Show me one person that's ever had this used against them who wasn't a terrorist or wasn't a suspect. And then no one's ever there on the Senate committee or on Fox TV to challenge what they're saying. I'd love to be able to have them, issue that challenge to me.
Well, exactly. I mean, the main challenges are on the grounds of, people like Jose Padilla being held for 3 years without charge, which is completely wrong, and it's the flagrant abuse of it.
Yeah, if he's so guilty, show us. But in truth, he was just some patsy who they'd FBI and others had tried to get involved in their operation so they could later pin it on somebody. What, not one person charged in relation with 9/11, but they just hold Padilla?
Exactly, and I mean, those arguments are brought up in things like the Sensenbrenner hearing where he walked off with the gavel, just closed down the meeting, but never where it's used against American citizens, which is really what can break the deception of most people who don't really care about this because they think it's all directed towards Muslims and terrorists, when in most of the cases it's not. As is proven by the archive we have on the website.
Well, they're using it in drug cases all over the country, but they run public service announcement that drugs fund Al-Qaeda, so hence that's the argument. Here's another one. Supreme Court justice faces boot from home. Developer wants Lost Liberty Hotel built upon property of David Souter. A private developer contacted the local government and Supreme Court Justice David Souter's hometown in New Hampshire yesterday, asking the property of the judge, who voted in favor of the controversial decision allowing a city to take residents' homes for private development, be seized to make room for a new hotel. Logan Clements faxed a request to Chip Meany, the code enforcement officer of the town of Weir, New Hampshire, seeking to start the application process to build a hotel on 34 Silly Hill Road, the present locations of Souter's home. And yeah, that hotel will pay more taxes, and that hotel will bring money to the town. Why not bulldoze his house, Paul?
Yeah, there's also that case in the Houston Chronicle where the seafront businesses are getting bulldozed for the new marina club for the rich elitist. And finally, WorldNet Daily has covered it with some, but by no means all, of the real details which were blacked out of the original press reports late last week. They've got an article, Homeowners Stand Firm Despite High Court Ruling, where Joseph Farah, WorldNet Daily editor, had Chris DeFaro on his show, who you had on last week. And the revving bulldozers are mentioned in the article, but only one sentence right at the end.
Well, we did email it to Newsmax, Drudge. We challenged everyone. Because every time we talk to a local, this is all they talk about, but it had never been in the news. This is admitted stuff, and so we have to commend WorldNet Daily for doing something. Go ahead, Paul.
For doing something, yeah, but again, the details about, old people having heart attacks, blind people making deathbed pleas,
Do they talk about how they're going to make them pay back rent on the property, even though they own it, and how they devalued $215,000 houses down to $60,000 by condemning it?
Yeah, that's not mentioned in the WorldNet Daily thing.
Yeah, neither I scanned is, over it and didn't see it.
Neither is where they threw out the apartment tenants in the middle of winter, and they had to break back into their own apartment.
Why won't anybody report on this?
I don't know. I mean, I emailed it personally to WorldNet Daily.
I mean, it's true. It's sensational. It would make everybody a lot more angry about what's happened.
Exactly. But the real details aren't being covered. And WorldNet Daily did this watered-down article, and that's it. There's nothing on Newsmax, Drudge, any of the blogs. Nothing anywhere about the real horrific details that we covered in this article. Directly from one of the residents involved.
Yeah, it says bulldozers were parked across the street and the engines were revved in the early morning hours for no apparent reason. They don't mention how they drive up to the house, rev the bulldozers, and say, sign it or we're going to destroy it.
Well, exactly. That's the reason. It's not for no reason. It's intimidation, fear tactics.
So I don't understand it, Paul.
I was kind of disappointed. It's kind of a watered-down puff piece that WorldNet Daily did, because they had him on as a guest on his on Farah's radio show. Unless he didn't relate the full details, even then all the details are in the article we did, which I personally emailed to them on two separate occasions. So there's no excuse.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but it is it's getting scarier and scarier. We've got to force the alternative media to report on these type of issues. I mean, look, we don't even care if they give us credit, but we told WorldNet Daily, we don't care if we're mentioned. Please get this out to people. But luckily, a lot of other websites did link to our story, Paul, and it did get a lot of readership. So the truth is at least out there for some people.
Well, yeah, and obviously it was on the Yahoo group, which has got 5,000 members. In relation to that, one way in which people can help us in getting these big stories out is that we now have RSS, which is Real Simple Syndication, which allows people to take our big headlines, which are all posted as soon as they're posted on the website in that Yahoo group, and put them on their own website or in their own blogs.
And so, is there a little key for them to click on to do that?
Yeah, there's a link down the left-hand side of prisonplanet.com that says RSS Syndicate Our Headlines, a link to the instructions on how to do it. Blog technology has it as standard where you can just put in the link and it automatically does it, and the link's there on that page. For others, you have to get what's called a news aggregator, which is a free software program. You can download it from a dozen different places.
Well, I've never really promoted our Yahoo group, but it's already the second biggest political Yahoo group. It's only like, what, 100 or something away from being the biggest?
Well, I don't think I've seen one bigger, personally.
No, you can click on the politics section. It's got them all listed, and it's like number two.
But, yeah, I mean, most of the Yahoo groups have 200, 300 members. The InfoWars one, as you can see on the home page, it says about, what is it, 5,500 members?
It's 5,700.
5,693, so 7 away from 5,700. And that amount of people getting our big headlines just from that, as well as the, you know, hundreds of thousands who visit from the website and link in from other websites. So that is a way for your own website to promote our headlines and spread the word on big articles, such as the homeowners article, which went up on Friday.
Yeah, I should promote that Yahoo news group more. I mean, I've never really promoted it, and it is, you update it almost every day, so it's a good little thing. Another subject here, Paul, good news. New York bans mercury in vaccines. And other states is pending in Delaware, Florida, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Utah, Washington. So it looks like the word's getting out, Paul.
The word's getting out that the world is round. Mercury's not good for you.
Here's another one. White House covered up immigration study. Federal survey showed Bush amnesty plan encouraged illegals to enter. We don't need a federal study to say that total legalization that he announced that he wanted to carry out brought record levels in. Tom Tancredo, though, is now exposing it. Your comment poll.
Well, exactly. I mean, another Bush conservative measure, and then people like Schwarzenegger back it up as stopping illegal immigration, when, as you said, it's like stopping murder by legalizing murder, and then there'd be no murders. Same thing in Britain, where Tony Blair's got caught doing secret deals with foreign governments for arms and money so they can get more immigrants into the country. So same deal across the board.
It's about balkanizing, bringing in other groups to turn everybody against each other. Let's take a few calls and we'll plunge into other news items here. Let's go ahead. Who's up first here? Who should I go to first, guys? John in New York. John, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. I've been hanging around since 12 noon.
Okay, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, anyway, Alex, you know, has done a really, really good job of research and making the videos. And I was just wondering if you could do like what they did in the JFK movie, you know, have a public phone number where people could call in who wanted to get the JFK documents released. I was wondering if you could, like on your website or on your films, have some lobby numbers for the major media. And so
we do have that on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We have links, all the major numbers in Congress, to the states, how to send them an email. But Paul, tell them all about it.
Yeah, if you go to Activist Center or Activism down the left-hand side in the archives section on PrisonPlanet.com, got a section on that page, Get in Contact with Media and Elected Representatives. It's got newspaper emails, contact phone numbers, everything that you could need. So it's all on there.
Yeah, because if a million people call, say National Public Radio or NBC or CBS News and demanded that they start asking serious questions like why NORAD stood down on the East Coast on September 11th, you know, they couldn't ignore a million people calling and demanding.
Well, I tend to agree with you. Listen, I appreciate your call and I appreciate you holding, sir. We had to get through all that news. Look, so many people call Washington, and I think that's important. In the past, they did listen many times. Now, they don't care if the poll shows 90-plus percent. I mean, it's 90-plus, folks, are against CAFTA. They're still looking like they may pass it. This is unbelievable. It's the same with the amnesty. 87% are against it. The same with toll roads. 98% in Houston, they're still doing it. You know, 93% in Austin, they're still doing it. They just don't care. But if people started calling talk shows, not just mine, but if you did call into NPR, if you did start calling into Michael Wiener, if you did start calling into all these shows, and I can't post all those numbers for everybody, people got to get mad on their own and go get the numbers themselves. I mean, we are so used to having it all provided to us instantly, and that's not just going to, folks, you're not going to get freedom that way. You're going to have to get informed and then really get involved. Paul?
Well, exactly. We know people have been doing that. And as you said, the live talk shows, both television and radio, are the key. The C-SPAN, Lee Hamilton, 9/11 Commission whitewash. Was it 6 or 7 out of the 11 callers all called in about key information? And our own little website got plugged. So that's the key, and people have been doing that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go to the next caller. Let's talk to Stan in Missouri. Stan, go ahead.
Hello, Alex, and hello, Paul.
Hi.
What I wanted to talk to you about today, Alex, is how bad the Missouri economy is getting to be. This come out in the...
But the news said the economy's wonderful.
Oh, don't believe anything they tell you, Alex. You know better than that. Missouri, this Central Missouri News, only 5,900 jobs have been created in Missouri. And I want to tell you about my own experience I had Saturday setting up at the Versailles Open Air Flea Market. It's the heart of the Lake of the Ozarks, Alice. And once upon a time, it was a pretty prosperous flea market. You and Paul are not going to believe this. I set up down there Saturday, and you're not going to believe this. I sat there most all day and only made $1.50. We're being lied to, guys, about this economy.
Let me tell you something, brother. in the past, because we have graphs on my computer, when as I got more listeners, we would sell more videos and have greater profit and could expand. Now, the listenership for the last 2 years has been doubling and then tripling, and in the last 2 years, quadrupling, a doubling each year on average. Ted Anderson can tell you that. He's looked at the numbers, both from Arbitron and from the Internet. But sales and revenue go way down. Now, see, in the past, listeners go up, revenue goes up. No, now, again, it's like an ocean that doesn't have any fish in it. You have to, your net's bigger than ever. More people are listening than ever. And Clear Channel last year lost billions and billions, never lost money before. They got more listeners than ever. It's because this economy is falling apart, Stan.
Exactly right, Alex. Even your local businesses down here in Sedalia, Missouri, they're closing their doors. They just cannot compete with Blockbuster Video or any place like that. And, Alex, real quick, I've got a friend of mine called me. There's something going on right in your area. The sales receipts, the police are stopping people in Corpus Christi, Texas. They don't have sales receipts out
there.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
You know, Paul Watson, we're going to keep you 5 minutes in the next hour. We're honored to have you as usual. And we've got this state rep coming on who's fighting the Supreme Court ruling at the state level right here in Texas. But trying to chronicle all the corruption, all the lies, I mean, it really is mind-boggling. But everybody knows this. We're lied to. The elite is corrupt. They're out of control. It's just so many people are still in denial about just how bad it is.
Well, to know how bad it is requires to do something like what me and you do, which is every single day literally scanned dozens and dozens of newspapers, online news outlets, and catalogued that news onto the website. I mean, there are 30 or 40 different headlines every day. Granted, some of it is victories, like, you know, Joe Bannister with the IRS or the EU crumbling, or people speaking out on 9/11. A lot of good stuff is happening. But the majority of it is horrible developments, which only prove what we've been saying for years. So to come face to face with that evil on a daily basis, and then just to take all those headlines and archive them in, you know, a headline archive, and then the next day it's the same, and the next day after that it's the same. So that, when it gets to that level, and the weight of the evidence is just so strong every day, then you realize really how far it's gone.
I agree with you. You know, we've added a lot of new things to PrisonPlanet.tv, and more is coming. We're into our, what, 15th month now, and the site is just massive. Paul, tell folks about PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, yeah, now in our 15th month, we've got basically what amounts to a library of audio interviews, video reports, books. I mean, we've got dozens and dozens of Alex's TV reports on their own, which a lot of footage you'll see in those, you won't even hear, you know, it talked about on this show, because there are so many different issues to cover. So it's a different flavour. And every major audio interview goes up there. Now, the day it's made, I mean, the 9/11 expose on Monday was posted 30 minutes after the show ended. So we're trying more and more to get things up quicker and quicker and more material up
there. And we're going to take the audio from the TV show, too, and start podcasting it each week.
Yeah, we're launching a big podcasting feature, which will allow automatic downloads to people's computers. You won't even have to seek out the new material. It will automatically download to your computer.
So we're adding more and more. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. A cup of coffee is $1.50. 19 cents a day with a monthly subscription. 15 cents a day with a yearly subscription. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or go to the shopping cart there and order hard copies of the films. Don't wait. And look, I literally spend about 95% of the money that comes in on the business, on fighting the New World Order, on getting webmasters and better servers and better programs and more ways to get the information out. We are dedicated. Paul works. How many hours a day you work, Paul?
Well, it's not even like work to me. It's a labor of love. So it's just what I want to do and what I'd be doing anyway. So I basically only stop to eat.
Well, you're working. Are you working 18 hours or what?
16, 18 hour days are quite common. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Though sometimes I kind of get burnt out. Let's. Stan, finish up. You know, I asked the cops in Galveston. They said it was true. If your inspection sticker's out one day, they arrest the father and the mother because they can't have the car, and they take the children to foster care.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Corpus Christi.
Well,
I hadn't heard about that. Tell
what's going on down at Corpus. A friend of mine called me up last night, 6 o'clock in the evening, Alex, and he told me this before. You know your national sales tax that you've been talking about? Well, they're already implementing it in Corpus Christi, he tells me. What they're doing is they pull somebody over, and if they don't have any sales receipt in their car for merchandise, Alex, they're absolutely arresting them.
It's unbelievable. Have your friend
it's
call
absolutely in. Absolutely unbelievable.
Thank you, Stan. Third hour coming up.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.